Welcome to the L&R Communications podcast series. Today, we're speaking with Aaron Heffron, president of Market Connections, who is going to be giving us a little preview of some of the findings from the 2018 Federal Media and Marketing Study. And for our listeners who are not aware of the Federal Media and Marketing Study, it's now in its 10th year, and it is the go-to report for federal marketers developing the right strategies for reaching federal decision makers by providing them key data about their purchasing and media habits. And this year's event is taking place on November 8th at the Vallow Park Conference Center in McLean, Virginia, from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And with that, Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Thanks. Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And before we go into the sneak peek items from this year's study, if you don't mind, tell our listeners a little bit more about the Market Connections Federal Media and Marketing Study.
Sure. Thanks. The Federal Media and Marketing Study really was the next step evolution in some of the research we have been doing for the federal government contracting community for over 20 years. About 10 years ago, we got to the point where we'd been answering similar questions for so many of our federal clients that we said, you know what, it's easier to put this all together and do it once and then make it available to both large, mid, and smaller contractors who are really trying to understand what's going on. And the questions they were kept asking us were, where should I be advertising? What publications, and at the time, print publications, you know, are going to give us the biggest bang for our buck? What's this new digital thing that's going on? Should we be reaching out and making investments in that area? So we're getting those questions. So we compiled and began a study of the federal community, and this is both technology and non-technology federal decision makers. And now for 10 years, we've been doing a large study of those folks, a survey. We've been tracking some similar questions over the years, the media questions, where should I go, where should I advertise, and also some tactical questions over the time. We've seen changes over time in events and webinars and new technologies emerging, social media, over that time that have allowed different reach. So what we try to do is over the years have some consistent questions so we can get an idea of what's going on, but then also add in new things from a year-to-year basis, which may be the topics du jour of that time, whether it's nationally or in more narrow view, the federal government market perspective itself. Great. We're excited. 10 years. Can't believe it.
10 years. Congratulations. I've certainly seen this study evolve over, gosh, maybe the past 7 or 8 years. And you're right. You certainly do address some of the newer topics that are happening. And one of those that you tackled last year was all about fake news, which seems to be everywhere. And it seems like this year you're diving a little bit deeper on the topic of fake news. And would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, sure. Fake news. And that does not include L&R Communications podcasts, not included in the fake news category. But really, what we found last year, you know, it was coming off the election year and fake news was the topic. It kind of sucked the air out of the room in some cases. So we wanted to get a view of, is this issue also impacting the federal audience? We tend to put the federal government audience in kind of their own bubble. And we began to think that there are different things that are beginning to pierce this bubble. And the federal audience is as much of a consumer of general news and information as you and I are. And we needed to get a view for that. So we asked about fake news, and fake news, you know, was out there. They were aware of it. It had an impact on them. They began to question things that they saw. It was really the beginning of the, do I really believe what I'm reading viewpoint? So, you know, this year we decided that, you know, let's take that the next step. We tested the waters last year, found out that, hey, federal decision makers are just like you and me. There may be things out there that are impacting them in the general media, and we need to get a handle on that. So this year we stepped into something a little different and began to talk about confidence and trust in the media.
Interesting. Interesting. I know one of the things that you found, and I think this is probably going to continue for this year, was that there's more confidence in the federal publications as opposed to mainstream news outlets. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I think that's the good news out of all of this. And I don't want to steal too much of the thunder of the event coming up in the release, but we did find, I think, thankfully, for many of these publications, is that that trust and confidence in the types of news and information that's being reported in those publications has not experienced the same kind of battering from the perspective of, do I trust what I'm reading? Is there bias in it? It hasn't experienced the same level that some of the mainstream publications might have had, and mainstream sources really more broadly, whether it be, you know, Washington Post, New York Times, or CNN and Fox News. The federal publications and federal sources, especially in the DC area, really have not experienced that same level of damage to the confidence. I think there is a little bit of questioning, and I think that's just going to be par for the course from this point going forward. I think the general trust in what do you read online and whatnot has been damaged overall. So I think that, you know, bleeds over into every publication and every digital site, but it certainly has not had the same level of effect on the federal publications that we've seen on the mainstream media.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, the Federal Times, FCWs of the world, they tend to really report the news happening in the federal space, and they tend to stay away from political angles. And, you know, overall, with this in mind, you know, a lot of federal marketers right now, this time of year, are creating their 2019 communications and advertising plans. How should they take this knowledge and information and translate that into their plans for next year?
You know, that's a really good question. And, you know, I'm excited about the panel that we are assembling for this event as well, because this is one of the key questions that our panelists from various media, marketing, and advertising agencies are going to be addressing as well. But from my perspective, I think that it's just another bit of information you may not have had to think about before, but you're beginning to have to balance the how much do I trust the source and how much are the people that are reading this trust the source? And is that going to have any positive or negative influence on the way they perceive what I'm presenting to them as an advertiser or as a marketer to them in that publication? So whether it's earned media or bought media, the level of trust you may have in the rest of the publication, and I use the word publication in kind of a broad sense, whether it's digital or print or somewhere in between, that you have to be thinking about that, at least be conscious of it. And often it's a trade-off between overall reach and the extent to which folks have confidence in it. And one of the things that we will be revealing is looking at that kind of index of those publications that kind of maximize the confidence and trust individuals have in that publication with the greatest amount of reach. So one of the things that we're a little bit excited about is it kind of helps, puts another arrow in your quiver in deciding, all right, I got limited dollars, I've got limited time, where should I be putting my efforts? And this is just another piece for them to consider.
Yeah, that's great. And I also think, too, it gives them the confidence themselves in their plans, knowing that the federal trades will still be a viable target for them overall, don't you think?
Oh, I completely agree. The federal pubs are going to remain strong. I think this begins to play a little bit more when you're looking at some of the newer sources or more mainstream sources. That's where this question might start to enter your mind. I don't think I wouldn't necessarily use that as a key driver in your decision making, but it's certainly something worth considering and thinking about.
That's great. And you know, Aaron, not to tip your hat too much more on the study itself, but I understand some other new aspects this year are key sources for breaking news and data privacy concerns. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about these.
Yeah, the breaking news is always an interesting one. Everybody gets the feel, and kind of the conventional wisdom has become, oh, hey, everybody gets their breaking news. They see it on their social media sites, and that's their social media feeds tell them what's going on. My Twitter feed is going to give me the update, or if I need more information, I'm getting it from my Facebook feed or whatnot. But we really found that those channels really dwarf in comparison to the tried and true TV stations. You know, it's still about over the air or cable news. You know, I'm going to flip on the TV, whether it's CNN, Fox, CBS, NBC, whatever it may be, I'm going to flip those on when something big's happening. Or likewise, I'm going to go to their websites and find out what's going on, because people still like the video. They like somebody telling them a little bit and curating the news a little bit more. The other areas for breaking are still there, you know, whether it be online or radio or something else, they're still there. But it's funny, it still goes back to the trusted person on the TV in front of you. I don't know whether that has an effect. And part of the effect of that is the concerns over the privacy that you have on the social media. I mean, I think the feeling was social media was going to give this to you, but people are a little more concerned about passing along their information or having their information culled from it. We did ask some questions about Facebook at the time we were fielding the survey. That was the hottest. You know, that was a big topic at that point. What's going on with my personal data? How am I seeing things that I'm either supposed to or not supposed to see? And how's that information been used? We did find that some individuals are monitoring a little more stringently now their social media feeds. Some people signed off, not as many as I think was feared would completely sign off of that. But certainly there's a little more skepticism and a little more guardedness where folks went in and double checked their privacy settings, made sure that the folks who couldn't get or they don't want to get their information don't. Whether they did it right or not, it's another story, but there was certainly a conscious effort that was made to that. So that plays in the federal space as much as it was in the general public.
That's great. Awesome insights today, Aaron. Really appreciate the time. And let's close this out with a plug for the event and a plug for Market Connections. The floor is yours.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, I'm really hoping, you know, we've got a exciting event. We can't believe it's been 10 years. And you look back at what the marketplace and the world looked like 10 years ago compared to now, it's very different. And we're excited about being able to highlight some of those changes over time, celebrate some of those changes over time, because I think some things have become easier and more transparent for the marketing audience. But overall, I think that it's a good event to come and listen to some really smart people, you know, obviously myself excluded from that, but at least listen to a good panel of individuals talk about what's going on out there. I will say that tickets are hot, so I would act now to do them. And that's not just marketing spiel, that's fire marshal telling us that we can only put so many people in the room that we have. So, you know, act now and come out and come up and introduce yourself to me once we're there.
That's awesome. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive L&R Communications podcast interview with Aaron Heffron, president of Market Connections, who was kind enough to give us a preview of some of the findings from the 2018 Federal Media and Marketing Study. And as we mentioned, this year's event is taking place on November 8th at the Vallow Park Conference Center in McLean, Virginia, from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. And as Aaron said, act now. Tickets are going fast. And Aaron, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Matt.